eye caught the huge accusing heap of paperwork in the corner. And the empty fireplace, too. That was what officering was all about, wasn't it? Making decisions. Lance Constable Visit walked dejectedly back down to the main office, which had filled up for a watch change. Everyone was clustered around one of the desks on which lay, looking slightly muddy, the scone of stone. "Constable Thighbiter found it in Zephyr Street, just lying there," said Sergeant Strong in the Arm. "The thief must have got scared." "A long way from the museum, though," said Red Shoe. "Why lug it all the way across the city and leave it in a posh part of town where someone's bound to trip over it?" "Oh, woe is me, for I am undone," said Constable Visit, who felt he was playing a poor second fiddle to what he would call, if he had no use for his legs, a pagan image.
"Could be draughty," said Corporal Nobbs, a man of little sympathy.
"I mean I have been reduced to Lance Constable," said Visit.
"What? Why?" said Sergeant Strong in the Arm.
"I'm not sure," said Visit.
"That just about does it," said the dwarf. "He sacked three of the officers up at Dolly Sister's yesterday. Well, I'm not waiting for it to happen to me. I'm off to Stowe Lat. They're always looking for trained watchmen. I'm a sergeant. I could name my price."
"Yeah, but look, Vimesy used to say that sort of thing too. I heard him," said Nobby.
"Yeah, but that was different."
"How?"
"That was Mr. Vimes," said Strong in the Arm. "Remember that riot in Easy Street last year? Bloke came after me with a club when I was on the ground, and Mr. Vimes caught it on his arm and punched the man right in the head."
"Yeah," said Constable Hackney, another dwarf. "When your back's against the wall, Mr. Vimes is right behind you."
"But old Fred, you all know old Fred Colon, boys," Nobby wheedled, taking a kettle off the office stove and pouring the boiling water into a teapot. "He knows coppering inside out."
"He's kind of coppering, yeah," said Hackney.
"I mean he's been a copper longer than anyone in the watch," said Nobby.
One of the dwarfs said something in dwarfish. There were a few smiles from the shorter watchman.
"What was that?" said Nobby.
"Well, roughly translated," said Strong in the Arm, "my bum has been a bum for a very long time, but I don't have to listen to anything it says."
"He fined me $0.50 for mumping," said Hackney. "Fred Colon. He practically goes on patrol with a shopping bag, and all I had was a free pint at the Bunch of Grapes, and I found out that Posh Wally is suddenly flashing a lot of money lately. That's worth knowing. I remember going out on patrol with Fred Colon when I started, and you could practically see him tucking his napkin under his chin whenever we walked past a cafe. Oh, no, Sergeant Colon, wouldn't dream of seeing you pay. They used to lay the table when they saw him turn the corner."
"Everyone does it," said Strong in the Arm.
"Captain Carrot never did," said Nobby.
"Captain Carrot was special."
"But what am I supposed to do with this?" said Visit, waving the ink-speckled message. "Mr. Vimes wants some information urgently, he says."
Strong in the Arm took the paper and read it.
"Well, this shouldn't be hard," he said. "Old Wusseystead in Kicklebury Street was a janitor there for years, and he owes me a favour."
"If we're going to send a clax to Mr. Vimes, then we ought to tell him about the scone and sonkey," said Red Shoe. "You know he left a message about that. I done a report."
"Why, he's hundreds of miles away."
"I'd just feel happier if he knew," said Reg, "'cause it worries me."
"What good will it do sending it to him, then?"
"Because then it'll worry him, and I can stop worrying," said Reg.
"Corporal Nobbs!"
"He listens at the door, I swear he does," said Strong in the Arm. "I'm off."
"Come in, Captain," shouted Nobby.
He pulled open the bottom drawer of his battered and stained desk and took out a packet of chocolate biscuits, some of which he arranged daintily on a plate.
"Does me no good at all to see you acting like this," Strong in the Arm went on, winking at the other dwarfs. "You've got it in you to be a really bad copper, Nobby. Breaks my heart to see you throwing it all away to become a really bad waitress."
"Ha, ha, ha," said Nobby. "Just you wait, that's all I'm saying." He raised his voice. "Come in right now, Captain."
There was a sharp smell of burned paper in the captain's room when Nobby entered.
"Nothing cheers up the day like a good fire, I always say," he said, putting the tray on the desk